Today on Gardening in a Minute, Canna leaf rollers. Canna leaf rollers are quickly becoming frustrating pests for gardeners throughout Florida. These hungry caterpillars feed on the leaves of cannas, especially those with red leaves or orange or red flowers. There are two types, and they differ in size and color. Lesser canna leaf rollers are tiny and yellow, while larger canna leaf rollers are green and can reach 2 to 3 inches long. Check your cannas often for pests or signs of damage, including tattered leaves or rolled leaf edges. It's best to hand-pick leaf rollers and destroy them, since they can be difficult to target with insecticides. After the plants turn brown in winter, cut down and destroy all above-ground parts of affected plants to help prevent future infestations of canna leaf rollers. For more information about canna leaf rollers, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, spot treating for pests. Spot treating is an effective and environmentally friendly way to address severe pest problems in your landscape. Spot treating means using chemicals only on the particular plant, section of the lawn, or area in the landscape that suffers from the problem, instead of the entire landscape. It can be used to address disease, insect, or weed problems. As with any treatment program, it's important to identify the pests before you begin treatment. Always choose products that are safest for people and the environment, and follow all label directions. With spot treating, you can use portable sprayers and mix smaller batches of pesticides. Spot treating not only saves you money in pesticides, it also protects beneficial insects that may be killed by blanket spraying. For more information about pest management, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, planting a lawn with plugs. Planting a lawn with plugs can be a less expensive alternative to sod, though it doesn't give the instant lawn that sod offers. You can make your own plugs by cutting sod into 2 to 4 inch pieces. You can also buy separated plug trays of certain turf grass varieties. These commercial plugs usually have well-developed root systems, and they're often planted with a special plugging tool. Plant the plugs into prepared soil on 6 to 12 inch centers, taking care to bury the roots. The further apart the plugs are, the longer they will take to fill in. Keep plugs watered on a regular basis and don't mow until firmly rooted. This may take 2 weeks to a month or more in winter. Don't fertilize new plugs until they've grown together. For more information about lawns and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, treehouses. Images of childhood aren't complete without treehouses, but treehouses aren't always the best thing for trees. The good news is that you can build a great treehouse without using screws, nails, or ropes to attach it to the tree. Build a sturdy, freestanding treehouse from the ground up for a tree-friendly play area at leaf level. Ropes, ladders, and bridges can connect the treehouses for maximum enjoyment of the tree's canopy. Consider safety. Even normal winds can cause serious damage to a treehouse as the tree moves, and consult a professional carpenter for complex jobs. If planned and built properly, this timeless American tradition can bring years of enjoyment while protecting the trees around it and instilling an appreciation for the natural world. For more information about treehouses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, magnesium deficiency in palms. Like all plants, palm trees need the right balance of nutrients in order to stay healthy. Here in Florida, it's fairly common for them to develop magnesium deficiencies. A palm tree that's suffering from this deficiency typically has leaves that turn lemon yellow or orange along the outer edges of the oldest leaves, while the center of the leaves remains green. While any palm can suffer from magnesium deficiency, Canary Island date palms are most prone. Preventing deficiencies is much easier than treating them. Follow a regular fertilization schedule using a palm special fertilizer that includes magnesium in a controlled release form, and always read and follow all label instructions. And remember that with palm nutrition, prevention is the best medicine. For more information about palms and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.